At a three-day conference, September 20th through the 23rd in Suffern, New York, 100 women environmental leaders from around the world convened to share their experiences and hammer out a women's climate action agenda. The International Women's Earth and Climate Initiative Summit included equal representation from both industrial and developing nations around the globe, including many indigenous leaders from North America, the Amazon, and Africa. One of the key issues raised at the conference was that of carbon trading, in which polluting corporations provide benefits, such as planting trees in one part of the world, in order to offset their continuing pollution in another location. While supported by many governments, corporations, and big environmental groups, every summit delegate who spoke on the issue opposed it. Between the Lines, Melinda Tuhus attended the summit and spoke with Jacqueline Patterson, director of the NAACP Environmental and Climate Justice Program and co-founder and coordinator of Women of Color United. Here she addresses the issue of carbon trading and explains why she believes that the climate justice movement is not a subset of other mainstream groups working on climate issues in the U.S., where these organizations are still overwhelmingly white, attracting little participation from people of color.
I think a lot of people wouldn't necessarily characterize the climate justice movement as being a subset of the larger climate movement. And in fact, many people would say the climate justice movement is a broader view of looking at climate change. So it's looking at climate change within a context of broader social justice issues, so social, political, and economic issues, and how climate change fits into, and our movement to address climate change fits into that broader conversation. So I think in order to really see more merging of the various disparate efforts on climate change, I believe that folks who are in the climate movement that are more focused on climate alone would need to have some conversations about how to broaden that analysis and broaden how we actually work on these issues in a more holistic way. So for us, we're actually very explicitly having a number of conversations to try to figure out how we can bring that together a little bit more and have more collaboration among movements. For example, the NAACP is soon coming out with a white paper called And the People Shall Lead that actually comes from several conversations with frontline community groups as well as big enviro groups about how we can work better together. What are the current barriers now? What are some promising models and practices that where people have worked together well? And how can we upscale those models of success? And how can we address the challenges and collaborations? There's a couple of initiatives that have, I guess, been born from those efforts, such as the Climate Justice Alliance, which was originally called the Climate Justice Alignment Process, and it was really looking at this question of how to have more alignment within the climate justice movement. And then we also have this building kind of equity and alignment that was facilitated by the Overbrook Foundation, actually. And they've pulled together a number of big greens and climate justice frontline communities and philanthropists to really talk about this conversation about how we can better collaborate.
Can you give us a little peek at this white paper and any example of, you know, what's in the paper of a successful collaboration?
Sure. So some of the challenges have included recognizing the constraints of even some of the big greens often, and that they're often driven by funding that calls for certain deliverables in a certain time frame. But for us, if we're looking at this broader issue around social, economic, political rights and a larger climate justice framing and social justice framing, while we recognize that we need to have incremental goals like shutting down that power plant or starting that community-owned solar project or whatever, we also need to always be doing that within a broader strategic frame. And so we come into conflict when there are these short-term goals that might even be counter to that longer-term frame. For example, carbon markets. For us, in some ways, trading in a carbon market often means that some communities end up continuing to suffer because a company has been allowed to kind of trade for the right to continue polluting in one area. And so for us, you know, that's a fundamental challenge, and we can't support any kind of effort that's going to be moving in that direction. So that's just one example. In terms of some successes, one of the things that I'm actually writing up now in terms of a scenario in that paper is I just spoke with someone who's an environmental justice organizer with the Sierra Club. Fortunately, Sierra Club has started an environmental justice and discrete environmental justice program, and they have an organizer out in Minnesota who worked actually with the NAACP branch, and what they did was the Sierra Club members who were part of that Sierra Club chapter all joined the NAACP branch. Instead of kind of coming in and kind of saying at them, like, you need to be doing this, you need to be that, doing that, join us, they actually joined the NAACP branch. They worked together with NAACP on whatever issues they were working on, and also began to introduce the issues that they were working on in terms of environment. And together they ended up working together on some things.
For this Women's Summit right now, what do you hope will come out of this gathering of 100 women from all over the world, all of whom are doing amazing work in their own countries?
Yes. I'm very excited about this gathering because there's so much in that we're doing. In the U.S., we talk about this whole NIMBY thing in terms of not in my backyard. So we want to make sure that we're creating policies so that certain practices can't happen in other neighborhoods, can't move from one neighborhood to another. And now we have this new construction called NOPE, which is not on planet Earth. And so we feel when we have these international gatherings together, then we can really talk about how we can set standards and practices and so forth that would transcend borders. So right now we have the situation with coal-fired power plants. While we're shutting down coal plants here, it's all well and good, but it's actually pushing the coal export industry. So we do have to talk to our sisters around the world about how we can make sure that there's no quarter for practices like burning dirty coal or whatever the practice is, so that we have a concerted effort to address those issues instead of just kind of doing it piecemeal in each of our respective countries.
That was Jacqueline Patterson of the NAACP Environmental and Climate Justice Program. Learn more about the Women's Climate Action Agenda by visiting our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.